The whole story is somewhat surprising, unexpected, and even bordering on bizarre. The people are complaining to Moshe about their situation. Well, that's not surprising. That's unfortunately already commonplace. But they're complaining. Hashem gets furious at them, and he sends poisonous snakes who are biting and therefore endangering the lives, killing multitudes of the Jews, v'yamas amrav me Yisrael, from these poisonous snakes, the nechashim ha-serafim. Moshe davens to Hashem for salvation, and the salvation, the Yeshua that Hashem sends, is by telling Moshe to make an image of all things, a snake, and he should place that on a pole that they should look up to. The pasuk subsequently tells us that Moshe chose to make that out of a copper, nechash nechoshes. So they have this copper snake that's put on a pole, and Hashem tells Moshe, who tells the people, anyone who looks at that, ura oso v'chai, anyone who looks at this will live. So Moshe does it, he makes the copper snake, he puts it on the pole, v'hibit el nachash hanachoshes v'chai. And in fact, anyone who looked at it was saved, survived. This is the end of the Chamishi Aliyah, that's the story that ends the Chamishi Aliyah in Chukas. The whole thing is just, you know, so surprising, again, if almost bizarre. Poisonous snakes, copper snakes. What is going on? So another question, a more basic question, is asked by Chazal, and Rashi actually quotes it. It's a Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that's the primary source. V'chi nochosh meimis or nochosh mechaye? I mean, what's going on? Hashem is punishing them. Hashem could punish them directly, and Hashem could certainly revive them and save them and heal them directly. Why does Hashem use this medium of poisonous snakes and then copper snakes? It's not the snake. The snake has no powers to really give life or death. Rather, says the Mishnah, of course not. Bezman sheYisrael mistaklin klapei maila, when the Jews would look up towards the pole, their eyes were directed towards the Shemayim. They're looking up. They would hopefully then see past the snake. They would see up to Shemayim, they would do tshuva, they would daven to Hashem, mishabden es libam la'avien sheba Shemayim, they would humble themselves, they would bind their hearts to Hashem, and that's why Hayu Misrapin, says the Mishnah, and that's why they were ultimately healed. So, in essence, what comes out, according to Chazal, Rashi quotes this from the Mishnah, is that this copper snake on a pole was really a method, a means of getting the people to turn their eyes, and more importantly, their hearts, to humble themselves and look towards Shemayim and recommit to Hashem to do tshuva for their past complaints. This is the Mishnah that Rashi quotes. Comes along the Sfas Emes in the year Tafresh Lamed Tes 5639, and he asks a very basic question. If really it's all about Hashem, all about humbling yourself and committing to Hashem and Shamayim, which of course it has to be, no one really thinks it's a copper snake. We don't believe in that kind of witch magic. Says the Sfas Emes, if that's the case, so then why not just have the people look up straight to Shamayim? Why not go directly to the source? Why do they have to go through this medium of looking at a nachash nechoshes, a copper snake? Bypass that, avoid all confusion, go directly straight to the source. Why doesn't Hashem just tell Moshe to tell the people to look up to Shamayim, to do tshuva to David, and then he'll heal them? What a basic and fantastic question that the Sfas Emes asks. And he explains using a comment of the Ramban. The Ramban himself makes a brief comment here. Actually, it's a long piece, but the Sfas Emes takes out a brief comment of the Ramban, who adds the following. That Hashem, he says, generally has a preference, and this is a good example of it, says Ramban, to do a nes bitoch nes. If Hashem is anyway going to break the rules of nature and do something out of the bounds of nature, what you and I call a nes, a miracle, Hashem often does it, prefers to do it, as a miracle within a miracle, a nes betoch nes. How so? Not only is some copper or whatever appearing to heal the people, clearly looks like a miracle, that was not even a recognized medicine in the time of the desert, that was clearly miraculous, but of all things, the image that was beat into this copper plate that was held up was, of all things, a snake. The very thing that had made them sick, that had endangered them. The venomous, deadly snake, that was what, in end, it's the image of that on the copper sign on the post, that's what was healing them. That's a double nace, says the Ramban. Not only is there some copper symbolism thing seeming to heal them, but of all things, it's the copper engraving of the very thing that made them sick. Wasn't a coincidence, says Ramban, but rather it was specifically, intentionally, the snake itself, the very thing that had gotten them sick, was now being the source of their healing. What is going on? Why is that important? So the Sfas-Emes explains that that's the deeper idea. At least this is how he understands the Ramban. That whatever healing power there was from looking at the copper snake, the fact that it was a snake, of all things, communicated the message to the people that it was really, really Hashem who was healing you. Hashem could have told Moshe to make an engraving of a cluster of grapes or of a different kind of animal or who knows what. And then it would have, hopefully they would have realized it wasn't that, it was Hashem. But the fact that of all things it was the snake, the very thing that they associated with their sickness, the fact that their lives were at risk, that they were dying from this burning, poisonous sensation that from the bite of the snake, and now that very snake, an image of that, that's what they're looking at to heal them, that made it even more clear, says the Sfas-Emes, that it was never the snake, not the real snake, not the image of the snake, it was never the snake. It's really Hashem who's healing you. Hashem who punished you because you complained, because you sinned, and Hashem who's punishing, who's saving you, who's healing you. The larger message, says the Sfas-Emes, is that when you are looking at, in this case, or thinking about or doing physical things, gashmi things, whether it's medicine, in this case, healing power, or parnasa, or anything else, remember, it's really from Hashem. By seeing that it's the same thing that made them sick, that was now healing them, they realized that it was never the snake, as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu guiding nature, guiding Teva. Nature is a mask, hiding the true identity, the fact that the author of everything is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it requires, as the Mishnah said, histaklus. The Mishnah said, mistaklin kapay ma'ala. Not just to glance, but to truly look, to look carefully, to look deeply. And then we can see beyond the mask, that the deep look, the essence, that everything is truly from Hashem.